Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to another Morning with the Masters, where we devote ourselves to the Lord daily with you.
Good morning, you guys.
Yes, good morning. We're picking up with a new Bible plan called Freedom from Sin. Mm-hmm. And there's a link to that in the description of this podcast if you guys want to follow along with us. And as always, I'm going to read the scripture and then Tori's going to read the Devo.
Let's do it.
The scripture is Romans 3, verse 23, and it says this, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God."
The devotional is titled Missing the Mark, and it starts with a quote from Charles Spurgeon that says, "There may be some sins of which a man cannot speak, but there is no sin which the blood of Christ cannot wash away." Sin. It's a word that Christians don't like to mention because it makes us feel ashamed. We prefer to use words like struggle or mistake. But dealing with sin honestly will help us find victory from it in our future. Before we dive in, let's answer a couple of questions that many people have about sin. First, what is sin? Well, if you look at the Greek, the original language of the New Testament, the word sin is hamartano, and it means to be mistaken. But the definition that most scholars use is to miss the mark, which refers to archery. If an arrow doesn't land in the center of a target or the bullseye, the arrow has missed the mark. Sin is like that. The mark is the standard God gave us to follow. It's His perfect way. And we've all missed it, according to Romans 3:23. Not one single human can claim perfection. Whether we miss the mark by a little or a lot, it's a sin. Two, where did sin come from? Sin entered the world because of the first humans, Adam and Eve. In the Old Testament book of Genesis, we read that God told Adam and Eve that they could eat from any tree of the Garden of Eden except one, the tree of knowledge of good and evil. But guess what? They ate from that tree. Because of that one act, all human beings are born with a depraved heart, and we sin the moment we have the ability to do so. We're all born with a sinful nature because of someone else's choices. Seems unfair, doesn't it? But there is great news. Much like sin was brought into the world by one man, Adam, salvation came into the world by one man, Jesus. God sent His Son to die on the cross for our sins. Because of Jesus' finished work on the cross, we can have victory in our lives over sin. While we won't achieve perfection, we can make choices that will make our lives richer and fuller. Over the next 4 days of this plan, we'll discuss why we sin and ways to stop the cycles of sin in our lives. We'll dive into comparing our sins with others, as well as choosing to love others over retaliating. And finally, we'll learn how to live forgiven and free, because that's what we are.
I love this. Mm-hmm. I love that we're talking about it, because I don't know where we got it wrong over the, I don't know how many years, but I feel like ever since I've become a believer, sin is talked about less and less and less and less.
Yeah.
And I feel like with the way the world's going, this should be talked about more and more and more and more and more.
Yeah.
And I feel like we think it's almost this dirty word where it brings so many feelings of guilt and shame and anxiety and just all that stuff. But I think it's because we forget about like part two, which is like, yes, we are sinful human beings. Mm-hmm. Yes, that's sad. It makes me, because it makes me feel bad. I wish I weren't a sinful human being. But we also can't forget the other part, because it points to an infinitely perfect God.
It's true.
Who loves this imperfect person, me.
Yeah, it's good.
And great news.
Yeah.
You know, that's great news. But I also loved how the devotional was breaking down sin and what that really means.
Yeah.
Because this is something I break down for a lot of people, like myself included, is the whole idea of like missing the mark. Mm-hmm. Because I love languages. I love words. And I try to be as careful with them as I can. Mm-hmm. But whenever you say that you missed the mark, what does that imply?
That you tried.
It means you tried.
Yeah.
And it means that you loosed the arrow, so to speak. Mm-hmm. And so I was thinking about this example during the devotional about how like, if you're like dehydrated and you're really thirsty, right? Yeah. You're just like, oh my gosh, I need something to drink. Mm-hmm. And you drink soda.
Yeah.
Well, soda is actually so bad for you that it causes you to be more dehydrated.
Right.
Because your body has to work so hard to get like the bad stuff in it out of you. Mm-hmm. And so it's actually worse for you.
Yeah.
So to drink soda when you're dehydrated is a mistake.
Right.
It means you missed the mark, mm-hmm. but it means you tried to something. Hit the mark. You tried something. And we do that with everyday life.
Yeah.
Every day that we're alive, we mm-hmm. are constantly trying to do the right thing. We're trying to hit the mark and we sometimes miss the mark. And that's what sin is. And, and so whenever we are trying to fulfill ourselves with something that is not encouraging to the fruition of humankind, that's sin.
Yeah, that's so good. And I love that we're talking about this because I do feel like the enemy gets a foothold in this word because the more we keep it in the dark, the darkness is his territory. It's his domain. When we keep things in the dark, he rules over it and he can use it to attack our minds and keep us in that cycle of sin. But as soon as we take that sin and we bring it into the light, we confess it to the Lord. We receive his forgiveness and his mercy and his grace. We remember how good he is. We remember that conviction is the Holy Spirit working inside of us to sanctify us, which is a process. It's a good thing, you guys. But we can't go through this process if we avoid the topic completely and we just keep it in the dark.
Amen.
And so I do want to remind you guys that if you downloaded the devotional, there's reflection questions at the end. And we highly encourage y'all to go through those reflection questions and bring them to the Lord, journal them out, talk to a mentor or your community about it, because this is the kind of stuff that we need to make sure that we're talking about with people, because accountability in this respect and accountability in areas of struggle and sin is so, so important.
Yeah. To echo what you said, you know, sin makes us ashamed and shame makes you hate yourself.
Yeah.
And we need, whenever you hate yourself, you want to isolate yourself because you think you're unworthy of help or you try to hide those things that make you unlovable.
Yeah.
But it's like, that's literally the opposite of what we need to do.
Exactly.
That's why there's confession.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
that's good.
You ready to pray some now?
Yeah. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this devotional, Lord. We pray that your Holy Spirit would be so active inside each and every listener, Lord, that anything that got brought up, Lord, that they wouldn't feel shame, but that they would feel encouraged to talk to you, to bring it to you, to go to community, to get accountability, to seek help, Lord. We all need it. It's not this thing that we should just feel so bad and hate ourselves for. We should bring it to you and experience your love and grace and mercy, your mercies that are new every single day. Lord, remind your children that they're never too far gone, that you are always with them, that you are one prayer away. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, God.
Amen, God.
Amen, y'all. Well, now is that perfect time to throw in the worship music, break out the journal, and maybe write down some things that you're hiding from God.
Yeah, that's good. And y'all, don't forget that you are God's masterpiece.
And don't forget that we love you.
We love you guys, and we'll be talking to you tomorrow.
Sayonara.